This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Got two guests in the studio, Coach Roy Pittman, coach of Peninsula Wrestling with a decorated resume in wrestling, part of the 1984 Olympic wrestling team as a coach where they won a ton of medals down there in L.A. And then we also have Dr. Dustin Beindrief, but really a mental health behavioral coach for athletes. I mean, we're having some great conversations here in the commercial break. A quick question, though. I mean, you said that you had wrestled before and you wrestled at Peninsula Wrestling, but how did this relationship start? I mean, was it just a matter of you starting out as a wrestler, becoming a doctor and of education, and then realizing you can help in the wrestling community? And how did you guys sort of forge this relationship here?
Oh, goodness. So probably fourth, fifth grade, I started wrestling for Coach. So probably 35 years ago, I was very lucky. My dad was big into wrestling. He liked Coach's message. He felt like Coach had the best interests of his sons, you know, not beyond just winning, but as a person. I went through I'm a troublemaker by nature, and I'm very good at it. So I would get into a lot of trouble, and Coach was always there. When no one else was. And that was a young adult. And then just 25 years ago, graduated college early, and so wanted to go give back a little. And Coach, you know, was very supportive, and it was just very rich, and you saw the need in kids, and it was very much a learning process. I didn't know what I was doing. I had an accounting background. I was going to business school. And I said, oh, I'm going to stay here and work with Coach and some of these kids. And that was the start of my journey with him. And, you know, Coach is reliable, and that's where you trust. I tell people, you know, there's not a lot of heroes left, and he's very consistent and steady, and he's a great role model, and he's been good to me. So I have the good sense to stick around him.
That's awesome. Coach, I want to ask you something. So my son and me, I guess, we are ginormous professional wrestling nerds. Like, we WWE, you know, all that stuff. Like, we get lost in it sometimes. As somebody who's taught amateur wrestling, you know, for years, for over 50 years, like, how do you feel about wrestlers, especially people with awesome wrestling pedigrees that decide to kind of take a turn and start competing, like, in a professional ranks for, like, pro wrestling?
Well, it's money.
Oh, for sure.
And it's fake.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely predetermined. For sure.
You just hurt Rashad in his soul so much right there.
It's definitely predetermined. I'll say this. All of my favorite wrestlers.
That's a good way to put it. Predetermined.
No, seriously. It's predetermined. I mean, those injuries are super real that some of those guys face. But a lot of my favorite wrestlers are guys that have these amazing amateur backgrounds.
Yes.
Kurt Angle was one of my
favorite. Was going to be my question, is if you ever got to meet Kurt Angle. Because as a former someone who used to like watching wrestling, I know his whole shtick was, I was a college champion wrestler.
Olympics in 96. Yeah. You know, so. that was his thing. You know, so
what they do is wrestling's a sport. There's not money involved.
No. Why is that though?
Because it's boring. It's boring. And wrestling, like Coach Dusty says, it teaches you a work ethic. What we do is we outwork everyone. We're not afraid. I give people a new friend called Pat, and they love Pat. And Pat are the acronyms of pain, agony, and torture with a positive attitude today. So we just get out and work. Where other people, they want the quick fix. They want the money. They think money will solve all their problems, and they find out in the long run that it doesn't, because there's a price for everything in life. And sometimes the price is too high.
Huh. That's fair, yeah.
And these guys like Bruce Baumgartner was probably the best big wrestler we had in the United States. You know, he's just a great, great guy, and he's still giving back to wrestling. But other people like Chael Sonnen, they want to go.
Ask.
Yeah, he wants to go in other directions. Mm-hmm. You know, Chael's a great guy. He's awesome. Tyrell Fortune, Mike Pierce, Matt Lindland, all these guys, they're great. But, you know, but now they want to go do other things, and that's okay. But they know how to do it. They're not afraid to work. They're not afraid to fail.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Maybe if I could add something. You know, one thing you see with kids, and it's very hard, I'm sure you guys know better than me as parents, is teaching them how to respond to adversity. And that's what a lot of this is, what wrestling does. It's hard. It's not fun. You're going to get beat up. Nose broke, what have you. But life, you know, has that adversity. And we make some kids, we make the mistake, they're so sheltered once they get out in the world that they're really not prepared to handle those things. And so one of the things you see in the research, it's helpful, small stakes mistakes as kids that they can recover from, learn, see, you fall down, you get up, that whole process. You know, better equips them, whereas, you know, you become a young adult and the first time somebody calls you a bad name or, you know, you get a bad grade or, you know, your parents get sick, and it can be very overwhelming if you haven't had any of that inoculation.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, again, we talked about it in the commercial break, and, you know, I think that there's a lot of dads that listen to our show and our station that have kids that are in athletics, and kind of mentioned in the last segment too is that trying to coach the kids on the mental game, that can sometimes be the toughest part than the actual fundamentals and techniques of certain sports. And again, I know this is a lot that both of you guys deal with, but as a father of someone, and I was telling you about the commercial break, is my son, he plays soccer, he plays basketball. He feels he has his skill level in soccer is right up there and that he's good to go. And so, like, trying to have him motivated in that area it's usually not as much of a task as it is with basketball, where now he made a jump up to playing with a lot better kids, some kids that have the same height as him, but play a little bit more physical. It's always trying to find the right words and what's going to be the thing that kind of ticks. And lately I've been telling him, like, hey, I remember I didn't want to listen to my dad. And then stuff started to happen when I was 17 and 18 years old, where I was like, oh, crap, my dad told me that when I was like 13, 14. And look what's happening now. As a dad, as a parent, what are maybe some suggestions for trying to coach your son or tell him or give him advice through those aspects, as you mentioned, the adversity, the hard work ethic, where, again, you want to make it fun, but you need to stress to them to the aspect, like, there are kids out there that are working and playing the game more physical, and how to essentially get that next level out of them where it does click for them, where they need to play it at a higher level, essentially.
Attitude. You know, I keep telling kids, you have to have the right attitude, because that will determine your altitude. And as a father or a mother, you cannot be objective with your own child. So you find someone else that will help you, and that's where a community comes in. Because a community will help you with your own child, especially during those times where they won't listen to you.
Yes, sir.
When you're out there competing, they don't hear you anyway.
Right, yeah.
You think they do, but they don't hear you.
Yeah, I've had to learn that the hard way, too. It's like, okay, I'm yelling here, but I for no don't reason. Think he's
just
paying attention.
Just annoying people. Right. Don't be that dad. Don't be that person. You know, like, it's, you know, I'm sure we have a lot of coaches from that coach from the stands, yeah. You know, and a lot of sports. I'm curious. So I want to get both things, and I know we have to break here in a bit. But as a parent, or and as a former wrestler, right, what's it like when you – have a dad or somebody like barking at you from the stance about what your technique needs to be?
My dad was pretty intense. so we were very lucky too. Coach was very much a protector. Maybe that's, you know, some advice you could give parents. Find somebody you trust with your child. And so he was able to, coach was able to encourage my dad to, you know, take it easy and be sort of a buffer in that. And he had that level of trust and respect. And so I would encourage you, you know, it's about quality of people, not all these things you pay, but find people that, you know, you trust with your child and you respect how they treat your child and that you want your child to be around.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.